Welcome back to Aliyah Yomi. Today we're going to be learning Mitzorah Sheni, the second Aliyah in Parashas Mitzorah. Our Aliyah is a shorter Aliyah. It is only 8 psukim long, running from Perek Yud Dalet, Pasuk Yud Gimel to Pasuk Chof. It is on the topic of blood on the ear, hand, and foot. We're now in the process of the purification of a person who has contracted tzaras. We've heard about the unusual ceremony in the first Aliyah about the shechting one bird, sending it out to the field, the other bird out to the field, dipped in the blood of its slaughtered companion. That was the last Aliyah. We now talk about, in this Aliyah, how this relates to the actual Mitzorah. So the person who has tzaras now also will shecht a keves, a lamb, where an olah and a chatas are usually shechted in the Beis Hamikdash. And it is considered, in this case, like Kodesh Kodashim, Holy of Holies. The Kohen now takes the blood of this guilt offering, and he puts it on the right ear and thumb and big toe of the person who's going through this process. Then the Kohen will take a part of the oil, which is brought as one of the prerequisites of the korbanos, or the sacrifices that this individual has brought, and he will also take his finger and dip it into, he'll pour it into the left palm of his hand, the Kohen's left palm, and he'll dip his finger and splash it 7 times towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Holy of Holies, and the rest he will then place on the ear, hand, and foot of the person who is mitaher, becoming pure, the rest of which will be placed on the head of the mitaher, on the head of the person who is becoming pure, and this will be a process of atonement for this person. Okay, and then we hear about all the other parts of the korban, of the sacrifice being brought, the meal offering, which will all be brought as accompanying this as well. So a few basic points to ponder, and the point number one is why the symbolism of these particular parts of the body, why is it important that it is the ear, the hand, and the foot of the person when he becomes pure. So Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, in his commentary on the Torah called Toras Moshe, makes note of the fact that, as we know, that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, it affects or kills 3 people: the person who is speaking, the subject whom he is speaking about, and the person who is accepting the Lashon Hara, the listener. He says that if we play out a scenario of the average Lashon Hara, which is told when a person speaks ill about another person, what will often happen is that a person will first tell another person, that person will listen, that's their ear, it will penetrate them and they will accept this, and it could even lead to actions which will lead to murder, meaning when a person takes and absorbs falsified facts about other people, it could lead to such anger and such concern that it may lead to even brutality and murder. And that would lead to then the Goel Hadam, those who would avenge the murder, and the person who committed that murder or that assault to be running away as well. So we have the starts with the ear, it continues with the hand, and then ultimately ends with the feet running away because of the actions one committed. That's how serious it goes, and that's why these are the 3 specific areas that are addressed here when it comes to this purification process. It is worthwhile noting that this process does seem somewhat familiar, because if you remember back to Parshas Tetzaveh, and again the repetition of Parshas Tzav, about the inauguration ceremony in which the Kohanim are inducted to be the priests in the base in the Mishkan, in that case we also have this unusual ceremony in which for 7 days Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Kohanim, the prospective Kohanim, and he places the blood and the oil, and it's placed on the thumbs and the feet and the ears of the Kohanim, and it seems to be a very similar process. What do these 2 processes share in common? The Oznaim LaTorah observes that it is interesting that one detail is reversed when it comes to this process. When it comes to inaugurating a Kohen, inducting a Kohen into service, that first the oil is placed on the head, and then that is placed on the ear, on the thumb and the foot. Whereas over here, first it's the put on the extrema of the body and then on the head of the individual. And he points out that because when it comes to a Kohen, when it comes to purifying a person who is a spiritual leader, They are a person who is generally speaking in control of themselves. They may have corrupt thinking patterns, but it's not that they act in a visceral animalistic fashion. And therefore, it is first the head which is atoned. When it comes to an average individual who receives tzaras, this could be a regular proletariat who had to go through this process. In that case, a lot of times, and it may not be the most lofty of intellectual individuals. It may be a person who slaps before and then has to explain afterwards, but doesn't necessarily think back. It's not that they're always a thinking and in control individual, which is why it's their hands and feet which come before their head. Sometimes it's those visceral reactions which reveal the difference between leaders and followers. The one last question to notice on this aliyah, and that is why the sprinkling of the oil seven times towards the Kodesh HaKodashim? Why is it that this process involves the sprinkling? It's almost as if it's reminding us of Yom Kippur, the Yom Kippur service with the sprinkling of the blood towards the Kodesh HaKodashim. Rav Hirsch points out that this is so fascinating because here you have a physical condition, meaning a person went through this physical ailment. It affected their skin, their hair, their clothes. We're going to see their house as well. And yet the way to come out of it is through a spiritual process, which means to say that it is a clear indicator that this physical ailment is an expression of a spiritual deformity rather than being a physical deformity with which an antibiotics will just simply help, or some sort of medical band-aid will help it go away without undergoing the necessary contrition and self-reflection necessary to be able to get out of this. And that's why it is so much geared towards the Kodesh HaKadosh and the Holy of Holies. Sometimes in life we miss those callings, we miss those lessons of which way the plague is coming from and the lessons it's supposed to be teaching us. With this, we conclude the second aliyah. In the meantime, have a wonderful, meaningful day.